This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by David Rahia. David is the president of the Skokie Hospital, which is the orthopedic and musculoskeletal and spine hospital in the North Shore University Health System, a great institution. David, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Hi, Scott. Always great to be with you. My name is Dave Rahia. I'm the president, as you said, of North Shore Skokie Hospital. North Shore University Health System is a not-for-profit community-based teaching health system in the northern suburbs of Chicago. And I've had the pleasure of serving here for now over 11 years and the last 2.5 years as president of North Shore Skokie Hospital. So it's been a great ride.
And talk to us about the Skokie Hospital and the decision a few years back, you know, to strategically make that a destination for orthopedics and spine and musculoskeletal. Talk about that and a couple of things that you're particularly proud of.
Yeah, we have a lot to be proud of. At North Shore, we always had a strong orthopedic and spine and musculoskeletal service line. As a matter of fact, even before we became a dedicated orthopedic and spine specialty hospital, we had one of the biggest programs in Chicagoland. So a long history of excellence, and we've experienced 42% growth in orthopedic and spine surgical cases over the last 6 years. So phenomenal growth, great surgeons, both employed and independent surgeons who worked out of North Shore. And when we look across the country, musculoskeletal conditions are the leading cause of disabilities. And as Americans get older, the need in our communities is only going to get greater. And so given that we had the competency, given that we had a facility that is close to our flagship hospital, we turned our inpatient and operating rooms into Illinois' only dedicated hospital for orthopedic and spine care. And so we have 12 operating rooms where the only thing we do is orthopedic and spine surgery, with eight more, plans for eight more to be built over the next year and a half. And so our peri-op teams, our OR teams, our inpatient teams, that is all they do all day, and that is all they focus on is being the best in providing orthopedic and spine care to the patients we're privileged to serve. And so it really has turned out well. It has elevated what we're able to provide the patients we serve, and it's elevated the experience that we're able to provide for the surgeons that choose to operate here.
And take a moment on, this was a strategic vision developed maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago. Sort of at the time, it was sort of unclear whether this would work or not. Obviously, in hindsight, it's turned out to be brilliant, and it's shocking that it wasn't done by more health systems before this to really develop one of their hospitals, especially multi-hospital systems, that really focuses on this area. But talk about sort of the strategic initial beliefs of it, because you were there at the start of that with Kristen Mertos and some others in terms of thinking through this idea with your CEO and others, and even Mark Neiman before JP. But talk about that, the strategic thought that went into this. Now it seems so obvious, but at the time it didn't. Take a moment on that and the strategic underpinnings behind this.
Sure. Scott, as you allude to, these are not easy decisions to make a dramatic change to your hospital portfolio and the impact that has on the relationship with our communities and our caregivers and staff. People have loyalty to buildings, and it was important that as we look through this this decision, we had to ask ourselves, number one, do we have the ability to pull this off strategically? You know, anyone can name a building, could do a great marketing campaign, but if you don't have the goods, the strategy is not going to succeed. And as I mentioned before, we had great talent and continue to have great talent and a very strong service line with high volumes. And so that part we had. the next becomes, if we do this, can we do things better, is the question. And the answer to that became yes. It becomes, given the all the cost pressures that U.S. healthcare has today, to do everything everywhere and duplicate services, not only does that add cost because you're less efficient and you're duplicating services, but you start diluting your talent. It's hard to be good at everything everywhere and do a little bit of this and a little bit of that and be successful and produce leading edge outcomes. And I remember a town hall meeting I was having with the Skokie nurses, who many of them have been taking care of cardiac patients and pulmonary patients as inpatients here for many, many years, some for decades. And we had a very frank dialogue on why are we doing this? And I remember asking the question to them, if this was your loved one, would you want them cared for on a unit that does a little bit of this and a little bit of that, or one that specializes in what the condition that your loved one has? And it didn't take long, especially them as clinicians, for them to go, okay, of course, there's only one obvious answer, that of course I want the best for my family member, and so why wouldn't we want the best for our patients? And I think the other reality that we have to look at is when you look at U.S. healthcare, more and more care is being done on an outpatient basis. And so as I was meeting with the community, I would ask a room, how many of you have been admitted over the last, 2 years? And really hardly any hands went up. But how many of you have accessed, an outpatient physician or had an outpatient test or an outpatient procedure? And almost the whole room hands went up. And that's the reality of healthcare. So we kept our outpatient footprint on this campus, our emergency department, our multi-specialty physicians, primary care physicians. So the vast majority of the care that the community was receiving on this campus continues, and those services, multi-specialty and multi-services, and that serves our orthopedic patients. But for our sickest and most complex patients, they have access to the specialized care that produces the best result for them.
And David, talk about this. When there's a handful of great orthopedic programs in the Chicago and greater area. Rush has got a great orthopedics program. Northwestern still has a very good orthopedics program. You, in a relatively short period of time, and I know there's a lot of different physicians that are part of this, groups that have come together, independents and specialists, employed and not employed, but you've built magnificent leadership at the Skokie campus with great, great orthopedic surgeons. How did that sort of come together so well in what feels like a relatively short period of time? I know because we see some of our closest colleagues now go to that hospital for their hip, their knee replacements, their orthopedic care, and really from a vision 5 to 10 years ago to really a go-to place today. How did that happen so quickly that it became such a go-to place in a relatively short period of time?
Yeah, Scott, we really pride ourselves, given that our teams, all they do all day is focus on orthopedic and spine care. Our goal is to create the best place for patients to receive musculoskeletal care, but also to be the best place for surgeons to want to choose to practice. And given that that is our focus and our orthopedic surgeons don't have to compete with, being bumped by a urology case or a gynae case or compete for block time with ophthalmologists and general surgeons, we can really tailor experience to our surgeons. And so surgeons are customers as well, and they see the efficiency and the great care that our teams provide their patients. And then success begets success. Once you start attracting really high-quality surgeons and physicians, others take notice and go, well, I want to be on that team too. There must be a reason why they're going there, and then success begets success. So it starts to who are we, who do we want to be, and delivering on that, and kind of the rest takes care of itself.
When you look at your journey to leadership, your background, tell us a little bit about your background and how you ended up in this role and at North Shore and so forth.
Sure. I'm a physical therapist by background, actually. So I grew up as a clinician, and I practice in various settings, inpatient, outpatient, orthopedics, neurological care, wound care, rehabbing amputees, and I enjoyed it very much. But I always had this leadership itch. So really in my 20s, now many moons ago, I went back and got my MBA while I was working clinically, and that opened the door for me in providing leadership opportunities. I was at Sherman Hospital to start my clinical career. Then I was in the Sinai Health System in Chicago, and kind of opportunities presented themselves there, from a director to assistant vice president to vice president. And then 11 years ago, Doug Silverstein hired me to North Shore, where I was the vice president at Glenbrook Hospital, senior VP, and now had big shoes to fill with Kristen Mertos. Became when she got elevated, I had the opportunity of becoming the president of Skokie Hospital in April of 2018. So it's been a great journey. I always consider myself a clinician at heart. Even as a senior leader, I try to think about things and make decisions through the lens of that frontline caregiver, because I did that job once, and it's a complicated job, and those decisions matter. So I relish my time as a frontline caregiver, because I think it informs what I do today, every day, given the decisions we have to make.
Well, a great cadre of leaders you mentioned, people like Doug Silverstein, Kristen Mertos, and a whole great cadre and leadership culture at North Shore. Talk a moment about your top three priorities the next 6 to 12 months.
Sure. Scott, as you mentioned, we have a great health system with great leaders, starting with J.P. Gallagher, Sean O'Grady, Kristen Mertos, and on down. And it's one of the things that has kept me here over the last 11 years is great colleagues, number one. And number two, North Shore always seems to be looking to differentiate itself and always looking for the next thing, and not settle for being complacent. And so I would say priorities, to answer your question, obviously we're still in the throes of a pandemic, and how do we ensure that we continue to keep our patients and team members safe during this, during COVID, and continue to stay vigilant, especially as the weeks and months go on. And with that, that creates the milieu to ensure that our patients feel safe in seeking care and not deferring care. And so becoming that access point for the community and for really the region, when we think about orthopedic and spine care, that you don't have to live in pain or blow off that chest pain or the shortness of breath or the belly pain, that we are a great safe place to come to seek care and don't defer, because unfortunately across the country we're seeing the negative impacts of that. And I would say third, how do we continue to differentiate ourselves as a health system and continue on our strategic path? There's no doubt COVID has realigned and made everyone pause, but long term, all the things that we feel produce better patient care, better outcomes, really help all the communities that we serve, we shouldn't stray that far off of that. So in the short term, we have to make sure that we're recovering and keeping everyone safe. But I would say our long-term plan of differentiating ourselves as a community-based teaching health system has not and will not change. And we're going back to making sure that we continue to execute against that plan.
Well, you've done a magnificent job. You've had a great career at North Shore, and North Shore has grown into this magnificent system over the last couple of decades. I've been fascinated to see what you've done with Skokie Hospital. I grew up in that area. I can't go through a day without seeing a competing billboard from either Northwestern, which competes with North Shore, or North Shore, and so forth, around musculoskeletal. And it's fascinating to see how this has evolved and grown, and what a magnificent job you've done at North Shore in building out this focused hospital, orthopedics and spine. It's really a commendable effort and remarkable. David, I want to thank you for joining us today. What a pleasure to get a chance to visit with you. Thank you very much.
Scott, it was my pleasure and very much enjoyed it.